From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will be meeting with his national security team this afternoon as he deliberates on a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan. Yesterday, he met with House and Senate leaders from both parties. Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, said Mr. Obama should not be rushed into a decision.
He made it very clear he's not going to rush into this, but he's not going to be leisure about it at all.
Republicans are urging the president to heed his military commander's call for as many as 40,000 more troops. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to two Americans and an Israeli for the atom-by-atom mapping of the protein-making factories within cells. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says the work on ribosomes is a breakthrough that's been vital to the development of new antibiotics. Attorney General Eric Holder says that an alleged terror plot foiled last month was one of the most serious in the United States since the 9/11 attacks. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The attorney general gave voice to what law enforcement officials have been saying for weeks. An alleged plot, foiled last month, to blow up New York City targets with homemade bombs, presented one of the most serious threats to the U.S. since September 11th. The FBI's main suspect is an Afghan immigrant named Najibullah Zazi. Prosecutors say he conspired with a handful of other men to build hydrogen peroxide bombs and set them off in New York. What makes Zazi different from other suspected jihadists in this country is that he appeared to have the skills he needed to actually launch an attack. Prosecutors say Zazi could actually build a bomb. Zazi has pleaded innocent to terrorism charges and is being held without bail. Other arrests in the case are expected soon. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Guinea's military leaders to quit after government soldiers went on a rampage at a pro-democracy rally last week. At least 150 people were killed from the capital, Conakry. NPR's Sophia Quistarkton reports.
Secretary Clinton warned that Washington intended to take appropriate action against the military authorities in Guinea after soldiers opened fire at an opposition rally in a stadium here in Conakry.
We were appalled and outraged by the recent violence in Guinea, the indiscriminate killing and raping that took place under government control by government troops was a vile violation of the rights of the people of that country.
Opposition parties have refused to take part in regionally brokered negotiations to try to resolve the crisis in Guinea until the military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, steps down. They're demanding that those behind the deadly crackdown be arrested. Ofer Biakwistarkton, NPR News, Conakry.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Controversial Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been stripped of much of his authority to enforce federal immigration law. He says it's for political reasons, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been conducting immigration sweeps across the Phoenix area and turning over suspected illegal immigrants to federal authorities. Other local law enforcement officials around the country have similar agreements, but they've limited immigration enforcement to those already in jail on other charges. That's what the federal government now says it will limit Arpaio to doing. The sheriff told reporters that he is furious at the Obama administration's action and said it would not stop him.
I'm going to continue to do everything I've been doing. Nothing changes.
Arpaio is under investigation by the Justice Department over allegations of racial profiling for targeting Hispanic neighborhoods with his raids. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Negotiations aimed at resolving the political crisis in Honduras get underway today. Diplomats from more than 10 Latin and North American countries are arriving in the country's capital. They're looking to resolve the standoff between ousted President Manuel Zelaya and the government of interim President Roberto Micheletti, who took power after a coup over the summer. Last night, Micheletti pledged to bring a new spirit to the talks. Zelaya remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy. The Minnesota Twins completed a comeback last night and won the American League Central Division title over the Detroit Tigers. The winner had to be decided in a one-game playoff. It took 12 innings, but the Twins emerged victorious by a score of 6-5. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.